This is Forge Daily on the Forge Audio Network.
It's Wednesday, April 24th. This is Forge Daily on the Forge Audio Network, and I'm Steve Milton. Today, we've got a bit of a wide-ranging oral notebook as Forge FC hits one of those congested stretches, which has become so common in their young history and for which they've always prepared by having roster depth and versatility at almost every position. This Saturday at 4 p.m., the Hammers host Valor FC in their second home game of the CPL season, and I shouldn't have to remind anyone about the first one, that marvelous 2-1 victory over arch-rival Cavalry FC before a big crowd just 11 days ago. Back to Valor, people might forget that Valor, then unnamed, was accepted by the Canadian Soccer Association for professional club membership on the very same day as Hamilton, also pre-Forge name, was accepted. Both teams were owned by the CFL clubs in their respective cities. They were also the first two ownership groups unveiled by the CPL in 2018, with Hamilton approved first, and we'll always make sure we bring that part up. Anyway, this will be the first part of a three-home-game smorgasbord that continues just 4 days later with the opening round of the Canadian Championships against York United FC, and more on them in just a moment. And concluding just 6 days after that with a really, really interesting visit by Halifax HFX Wanderers. It's not just that the Wanderers are operated by President Derek Martin, who's a Hamilton guy and a former gridiron football star for Glendale, where he was the quarterback. No. The compelling story of the Wanderer Forge game is its kickoff, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, as in the morning. It's the CPL's first ever school day game, and hold on to your hats, the upper deck of Tim Horton Fields on the east side will be open right to the top, and it's already sold out right to the top. Now, tickets will go on sale soon to the general public for elsewhere in the building, and I advise anyone who can go to go. If you've never seen a school day game, and this will be the biggest in any sport in Hamilton ever, it's a revelation. An eardrum-shattering revelation, mind you, but parents of kids who will be at the game might want to attend if only to discover just what your offspring can get so excited about. Before we sign off today, we'll eventually talk a little bit more about Saturday's game against Valor, and please go to the news section of the forgefc.canpl.ca for written stories all this week and early the next week on that game and the Canadian Championships. But for now, we'll head back to the Sunday afternoon game in Vaughan when the Forge played as complete a game as possible in their 3-0 victory over York United FC, who will, of course, try to avenge that result in the National Championship opening bracket next week. Last week, we said on Forge Audio that York could be a tough out because they'd added some important talent at key positions and would press for a good start in front of a decent crowd. Well, they got off to a promising start, but a couple of really good saves from Chris Colongo and some more absolutely stalwart work from central defender Malik Owalabi Belawu, and Forge took over the 905 Derby. And I mean, took right over. The score flattered the home team, even with the final Forge goal perhaps scored from a ball passed from slightly behind the boundary line. That was David Chouinard's second goal of the game, with a pure assist to Tristan Borges, his second of the game. And the other goal went to Benny Batabanga, his second of the game, of the year. So Batabanga and Borges now have two goals each, and no one else in the league has more than one in the opening 2 weeks. Borges, finally healthy, also has three assists, and only one other player, the August Alejandro Diaz of Vancouver FC, has more than one assist. And Owalabi Belawu, he's got 8 tackles in 2 games, one more than anyone else in the CPL, and a stunning 10 interceptions, 3 more than the next best, and that's just in 2 games. While we're parked there, let me offer this prediction, and it's based on personal eyeballing, not anything I've been told. Batabanga and Owalabi Belawu are headed for higher-level soccer very, very soon, and Forge should be able to fetch some solid transfer fees for each. And remember that transfer fees are part of the financing and funding of every single professional soccer club in the world. York could have easily scored early in and often in their season opener against Ottawa, but didn't, and they don't have yet the team knowledge and confidence to recover from unrequited chances. But I'm not overly worried about them, at least not about the franchise, because the owners, the personable Pasquale brothers, are in it for the long haul and are investing big ideas and resources in the franchise. They had a good-sized crowd, including a solid chunk of Forge supporters, admittedly, but also a very large Latino group, and it pushed their attendance to 2,600-plus, the most they've had in years. And they've got some talent. It just doesn't mesh yet, assuming it ever does. Still, Forge is 2-0, while York, Valor, and Wanderers, their next three opponents, are all 0-2. You have to make hay while the sun shines. So Hamilton wants to take another 3 points this weekend against Valor, who led 1-0 in their first game, but have been outscored 6-0 in the game and a half since then. Vancouver and Pacific are, like Forge, out to a 6-point start, so Hamilton needs to keep pace. Before we move on from Sunday's game, we'll point out one advantage of controlling a match. Bubba Chmielonis doesn't usually like to worry about until later in the year about reaching the league's mandatory minimum of, I think it's 2,000 minutes for domestic U21 players. But Kadeem Kane got in for 26 minutes and Matteo Schiavone got his first pro minutes. It was only 2 minutes, but an exciting debut for the recently turned 19-year-old who's on loan from CF Montreal. Now, to get a little Monty Python here, now for something completely different. Christian Jack is the CPL's vice president of media, and where would this league and this sport in Canada be without him? KJ shared this little gem with us. As of this year, every single team in the CPL has a former CPL player in an important off-pitch role. Cavalry FC has 4 of them, including assistant coaches Nick Ledgerwood and Jay Wilden. York United and the Atletico Ottawa have 2, and each of the other 5 teams have 1 apiece. That includes, of course, one of the guys with the brightest off-field futures in the game right now in Canada, Forge's own David Edgar. Eddie is an assistant coach and heading to Europe soon for his practicum for his UEFA B coaching card, and from there it'll be on to A card, and from there, who knows where. We all forget that when the CPL started, owners and head office personnel emphasized that not only Canadian players were going to get trained and promoted, but also everyone else in and around the game in Canada, coaches, managers, equipment people, training staff, ticket sellers, and the list goes on, and it'll get longer. So congrats to the CPL. This is what they were after, and they're on their way. Now, I want you to mention something here that I saw during the Ticats First on the Field flag football event for public school kids on Monday. As one school was waiting its turn to go on the field right by the players' entrance, I noticed 4 students of different shapes, sizes, and colors passed by that team photo that sits near the caretaker's lounge, showing the starting 11 for the 3rd championship Forge team. Each of those kids reached up with their index finger and touched a player's face. They knew the Forge, and I believe they were showing they identified with what they were seeing there, and it was absolutely poignant. Glad I got a chance to witness that. Finally, back to our hammer and nails notes here. Hamilton's back line has been excellent so far, and that's with some injuries even to Dom Samuel and Garvin Matuzalah still affecting the roster. Also, David Schwanier was named this week as the CPL's Player of the Week. Well, duh. And for 4, Forge were named to the top 11 of the week. Schwanier, Tristan Borges, Chris Colongo, and Daniel Parra. Could have been more, too. We'll leave it at that. And remember, you can read an extended print version of this podcast in the news portal at forgefc.canpl.ca. That's a long code, but it's worth it. That's a wrap for Forge Daily, and join us next time right here. For Forge Audio Network, I'm Steve Milton.
This has been Forge Daily. If you like what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, comment, and share.